grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. John chapter 16, verses 24 and 33, Jesus said, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." For these past few Sundays, we've been listening to our Lord's farewell discourse in the upper room on the night when he was betrayed. And today, we come to the end of these parting words of the Savior. We've already noticed that in these parting words, on that dark and doleful night, the Lord Jesus speaks of joy. The Lord Jesus speaks of joy. Today we hear him say, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Earlier that evening, Jesus had said to them, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." And immediately after his farewell discourse, in his great high priestly prayer, Jesus prays to the Father, "O Father, these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." We find this note of joy throughout our Savior's life. Even before he was born, the angel Gabriel comes to the lowly Virgin Mary and greets her, saying, "Hail," which literally means, "Rejoice, rejoice, O favored one." Jesus' birth is announced to the lowly shepherds as glad tidings of great joy. In his Gospel, St. John tells us that our Lord's forerunner, John the Baptist, rejoices to hear Jesus' voice and that his joy is now complete. The Gospel writers tell us that there was much joy among the people as the result of Jesus' miracles of love. And when the women returning from the tomb on the morning of the first Easter day suddenly meet the risen Lord, he greets them with the words, "All hail," which literally means rejoice. And we are told that after the Lord ascended into heaven, that great mystery which we celebrate again this coming Thursday, the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Yes, we find this unmistakable note of joy throughout our Savior's life, even on the night when he was betrayed. "Ask and you will receive," says Jesus, "that your joy may be full." So what then is this joy? Jesus' words spoken earlier that evening point to the answer. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full." That my joy may remain in you. The joy that Jesus wishes to share with us, or to speak more accurately, the joy in which he wishes us to share is his joy. And what is that joy? It is his certainty of the Father's love, together with his perfect submission to the Father's will. Jesus' joy is his certainty of the Father's love, together with his perfect submission to the Father's will. As the Father has loved me, says Jesus, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. That my joy may remain in you. Putting it in the simplest way, the Father's love is Jesus' joy. And as it is with Jesus, so it is with you and with me. Jesus is God's Son by nature. You and I are God's children by adoption and grace, the grace of holy baptism, in which each one of us was made the Father's own dear child. As St. Paul instructs us, when we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Holy Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and the children then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. And because all of this is so, we can take to heart those wonderful words with which Jesus concludes his farewell discourse to his anxious, troubled disciples. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. The world, not in the sense of God's good and wonderful and beautiful creation, which needs no overcoming, but the world is shattered by humankind's fall into sin, a world standing under judgment. That world is overcome because Jesus has gone to the Father. Gone to the Father through his bitter passion and death, suffering the judgment we deserve, then triumphing over the grave and opening the kingdom of heaven to all believers. The Father's love is Jesus' joy. And as it is with Jesus, so it is with us, whose certainty of that eternal love rests not at all on ourselves, but on Jesus' word of promise, put on us with the water of baptism, spoken in holy absolution and sealed with the body and blood of his sacrifice, which cleanses the whole fallen world, a joy not to be confused with happiness that depends on circumstances, but joy grounded in Christ and in Christ only, even in the most trying circumstances that can be imagined. The joy of which the Savior speaks is joy in him. In him only, our risen and ascended Lord, who surely hears our prayer and who, all unseen, rules all things for the eternal good of his beloved children. And that note of joy is unmistakable on this last Sunday of the Easter season. As we heard already at the very beginning of this divine service, in the entrance song, the so-called introit, with the voice of singing, declare ye and tell this, utter it even unto the ends of the earth, alleluia, the Lord has redeemed the world, alleluia. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.